It is a truth universally acknowledged that a mother in possession of great wisdom must be in want, nay, in need, of a daughter who will listen. The neon letters mock me from the plaque's smooth black surface. Surely Mom hasn't twisted the words of one of my favorite authors. My jaw swings open, but the curse never quite leaves my lips. Instead, I squeeze my eyes shut and wish for the words hanging over my desk to disappear. I pry one eyelid open. Nope. It hasn't changed. Jane Austen, give me strength. The corner of Mom's mouth twitches as I swivel to look at her.
So, what do you think? Sharon was running a sale, and I thought this would be the perfect addition to your room.
Of course it came off, Etsy. I wish I'd never introduced her to that hell site. It's like Pinterest for people with insomnia and money.
It's clever, right? I came up with the quote myself, she continues, eyes glinting. By the way, I don't know why you love that story so much. If I were Mrs. Bennet, those girls would have been married off in half the time.
I cringe. If fictional characters aren't safe from her meddling, what chance do I have? I can't even remember a time when Mom wasn't bossing me around. I'm pretty sure Jeannie and I were barely out of diapers when she taught us the two most important things to have in life. One, a useful college degree, so we can take care of her when she's old. Two, a good husband, so he can take care of us. Not one to leave things to chance, the minute we hit puberty, Mom also gave us her cardinal rules for dating. One, no dating while you're in school. Two, only Asian boys allowed. The more traditional, the better. 2.5, the best type of Asian to date is Taiwanese, then Chinese. There are no others. Three, he must be tall, at least 3 inches more than you. Four, he has to be smart and choose a stable career like doctor or engineer. Five, he must be Asian. This point is so important, it's stressed twice. Jeannie, my older sister, is the poster child for obedient Asian daughters. She followed all but the first rule to the letter, something Mom easily forgave. To make matters worse, everyone loves her.
She's so graceful and well-spoken.
Jeannie is the nicest person. She's always smiling.
I love her style. I'm always stalking her Insta to see what she's wearing.
Jeannie's so pretty, a modeling scout chased after her for weeks to sign her. In fact, we have one of her first pictures sitting on the mantle. Whenever we have guests, Dad always jokes, it's the one that came in the frame. As for me, I'm the rebel. Or if you ask Mom, the troublemaker.